Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, Petty Bitches. Oh my God, we got it bang on.
Welcome to Petty Little Things. This is Davina Devine.
And this is Victoria's Secret live from New York City in my friend's apartment.
Oh my God, I thought you were over there for the VMAs, no?
Weirdly, I had texted a queen called Carrie Colby. I don't know if you saw her. Did you come to Heels of Hell this year?
No, I didn't. I know who she is. You filled me in about her.
Okay. And I saw that she was in New York on Sunday. And I was like, oh, I arrive on Sunday. And I don't think they could say where they were all doing. And she was like, I'm going to be really busy on Sunday. And then I was watching the VMAs. And there she is at the VMAs.
Oh.
I was like, okay.
Oh, well, what was she doing? Amazing.
I think just a guest, you know, like a guest of honor. She was dressed in like, you know, those Mugler bodysuits that everyone's rocking at the moment?
Yeah.
Where like half it's like nude and there's like all these cute panels. Mm. Fucking gorgeous. Actually, though, funnier than that, you know Peppermint?
Yes.
And
Monet. I saw them on the red carpet.
But I watched the clips. Nobody spoke to them.
Do you
like,
know,
literally.
That's so funny you said that, because I actually saw they were trying to get Little Nas's attention. And there's something about, like, sticking drag on a carpet like that. There's something feels a little bit like, oh, they're just ticking an LGBT box. But then at the same time, like, they weren't even really on the carpet. They were, like, up the way. It just feels a bit...
Yeah.
Like a box ticking exercise, and that just doesn't ever really feel inclusive, does it?
No, it actually, you're still right now, you didn't say it. Like, it was like they were in a granny flat out the back of the house, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when they started running after Little Nas X, I was like, this is uncomfortable. Like, this is very uncomfortable.
Do you know, I noticed as well with the VMAs, like, I remember back in the day, like, you would live for the VMAs. The VMAs was actually, like, the cool award show, because it was like when people would kind of wear like slightly sexier outfits and kind of push the boundaries a little bit, and that's when like Britney did like the Slay for You with the snake, and the performances like with the Madonna and Britney thing, and the performances were just a bit more, I don't know, cool or something. And now it feels like they're letting any Tom, Dick and Harry go to that awards, like. And I love the Real Housewives, but if the Real Housewives were at the VMAs, like,
were they?
Yeah, they were. There was like the new Housewives of Jersey were at the VMAs. And I just thought, and I love the Housewives. I'm delighted for them getting to go to the VMAs. That's brilliant. But it doesn't feel like stars, don't feel like how they were stars, like even 10 years ago. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it feels like they're just throwing anyone in. And I think it's for a little bit of clout, as they say.
Yeah. I didn't even know who half the people were that were performing, to be honest.
No.
So anyone that I didn't know, I was skipping past. Nicki Minaj was kind of great, though. Absolutely kind of like sick. But other than that, I don't know. Was anyone else even good?
Who else performed?
Oh, they wheeled Fergie out because Fergie
I saw Fergie. Fergie was actually kind of fab, but also, like, turn down her mic, please. Like, her mic was so loud, and it was like the backing track was like, and I also realised, does Fergie not sing? She just kind of talks, is it?
Yeah, I mean, well, no, she sings, because do you remember that video she did where she was singing the American National Anthem?
Sings,
she oversang everything.
Sings is very, that's a very descriptive word for what she did.
You can say this as a recording artist yourself. Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh my god, I would love you to go in for Eurovision again.
Oh
please
my god,
do it. We need a like a return to Bad Inside.
Do you know what's so funny? Like, I think
still Bad Inside.
Yeah, even worse inside. I think that I just like. I'm surprised that we haven't done anything like that, but I don't think Ireland is genuinely... You know when you see other countries sending drag queens or even like LGBT people, you feel like they're really behind it. I don't get that vibe here in Ireland. I feel like the powers that be in Ireland hosting that kind of stuff, if they might hop on something if they think it's going to be cool, but they never actually really know what's cool. And just from my experience of working with all the Eurovision people over the years, like that have come and gone, like hearing little tidbits that they said... It doesn't sound like a very fun experience for them. You know, like the actual, the Eurovision is a great experience, but I think the actual logistics and working with the people at the powers that be that are pulling the purse strings, I don't believe are the funnest, shall we say.
Well, you know the way it's going to be in the UK next year. Like, what's your thoughts? Are you going to try go to it?
Is it going
to
be in the UK? Me?
Yeah, did you not know this?
Yeah, well, I heard that, I did hear that was going to be the UK, and then I heard that Ukraine were going to select a country that they were going to have it in.
No, it's so in the UK. So they just have to pick whether it's going to be in, like, Manchester, Birmingham, Liverpool, Brighton, I think was the other one, or Glasgow.
Oh my God, see, it's such a, like, whether they like it or not, they can say as much as, like, the Eurovision is such a big gay event. Like, whether they like it or not, it's actually, it's probably peddled more by the gays than anyone else. So, it should be probably somewhere
when
really camp.
When you said that, I immediately, when you said that, well, in my head, I went, Material Girl! That's why that just popped in my head. Such a
game,
Material Girl.
Oh, yeah. So, but I don't know why. I don't think I'd like to go, to be honest, because I think I actually love watching it at home, and I love watching, you know, like, you know, all the nuances and stuff that they go on stage and all the camera work and trickery. I don't think you get to see that at the show.
Yeah, maybe not. And like, also, I find the host painful on the actual telly without being in the same room as them as
well. The English people will be better. The English will do it better because they're a bit more normal. But like the Central European people are like, now on Eurovision, and you're just like, oh my god! It's like, why are you talking in a 10-second delay? You're like, I wouldn't give her a slap with a fish like across the face.
the 10-second delay reminds me of, like, you know, those particular hard. Virtual events that we did where, like, the tech was just not on our side, and all of a sudden you're just like powering down.
Well, today the tech has not been on my side, literally. So Victoria is in New York City.
New York, which we are obviously going to as well next month. It's now September next, so we're going in another month.
Yeah.
Are you it's 9:30. No, it's almost 10 in the morning here.
Are you going over, like, Diana Jenkins' staff to make sure everything's prepared for when I arrive? I like to send the staff ahead of time and just make sure that it's cozy for me when I arrive.
Yes, now, can I inspect the Sambuca, please? She's very particular about her Sambuca. She likes it chilled. She likes the glass, very steamy glass. She loves the warm glass.
Oh, warm glasses. Oh, warm glass with Sambuca is just like a fate worse than death, isn't it? It's like a medieval torture device.
What did we do yesterday? We went out to see a drag show here, and like, I can never get over the fact that they like do the tipping thing.
Yeah.
But like the queens that performed last night were so fucking good. Like, you would actually love them. I'm so excited to actually go to a drag show. I messaged Bootsy LaFerris, who, doesn't know Bootsy, Bootsy's actually in Fire Island, but I messaged her. I was like, right, where's the best show to go to tonight? I'm gonna try and see her on Friday, but she just responded with, "Hey, slut," and I was like, "Oh, Bootsy's a sis." Like, as soon as someone says back to you, "Hey, slut," I was like, "Oh my god, yes." But I think we should do a show in New York. And now that I watched one last night,
well, I'm open to it. I'm open to it.
Yeah,
so
we're definitely bringing a bit of drag, because I am not going to be in the same room as Luann without chasing her like Monet Exchange of Peppermint chased Lil Nas X.
Yeah, well, my son Victoria are going to BravoCon, which is happening in, I think it's like the middle of October, and it's going to be all of our favourite Bravo Lebs, and it's going to be at the Javits Center, I think it's at. So
the Javits Center.
Yeah, we're very excited, but we also are going to see, we also listen to this other podcast called Juicy Scoop, which we love, called by Heather MacDonald, so we're going to go to a live podcast taping of hers as well. So we actually have a jam-packed itinerary.
Yeah. Well, don't forget the jewellery heist. The jewellery heist is happening.
Ocean's 19.
Like, when my favourite is when you go into the jewellery shops here in New York and Davina's like, no, I need hoops. And then they bring out these little hoops for you and you're like, no, I need like hoops, like big yeah. hoops, juicy ones.
If a circus worker can't dance in it, I don't want to know.
Come here. So I don't know. Circus made me think of Britney. What did you make of the Britney voice note? It's like 20 minutes long. Yeah,
very long, wasn't it? Very long. And I was just like, oh God. And then I actually, somebody had transcribed it online so you could actually read it. But I did listen to it. And I was just raging that it was like, I couldn't turn the pace up. Like, I kind of feel like it's nothing we didn't hear before. Terrible, very sad what she went through. But also, you know, she's still in a really privileged position. Like right now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's awful that she's gone through that, but it's also now time to maybe move on. Like, actually just what's going to the next phase of your life. Like, we can't keep dragging this up.
Yes, but, you know, there were certain things that I was like, shit, how did that go on for so long? Like, 15 years. Mm. It didn't feel like 15 years, and it really sounded awful. Like, it sounded absolutely like she was basically kept in a prison, but the prison was her own home.
Yeah, oh, totally, and it's awful that had happened. But then in the other breath, what I do kind of just not worry about, but I think is like she's not acting very rational right now either. So I'm like, what is like? Is she okay? Is she actually okay? And
she sounded pretty good in the voice note. Like I was impressed how I know, but, together she sounded.
But sometimes people that are suffering or struggling can sound really fine, and that they're totally. You know, that's just how things are, how they see the world. That doesn't mean it's actually right in the kind of way. So I just hope she's okay, and I hope that she's not being controlled even now, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah, I liked that she said, I've been offered a shitload of money, but like, I mean, what does that bring me? I don't need this money. I don't need to do this big special. Like, I don't know.
She kind of does, though. I want to see that. I'd rather see that than be sitting in my room listening to a voice note. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want to see her sitting down in someone's borrowed garden in, you know, Calabasas, like, with Oprah, like, squinting at her across the room. That's what I want to see. You know? We all want to see it. Let's be real. We don't want to hear her kind of, you know, just talking to her iPhone.
Yeah, I mean, and we love a juicy voice note, but 20 minutes is a bit excessive all the same. Like,
see, that's the thing as well. It's like sometimes like when people are kind of struggling or with spinning, they can kind of perpetuate things and it can kind of just go on a bit rambly. And it just, I love Britney and I wish her all the best. I actually hope she comes back with some new music. I hope she literally, because she deserves that. And if she wants to deserve to do what she wants to do as well, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah. What did you make of this song with Elton John?
I liked it. It's just very, like, I don't know. I've enjoyed it. I think it's really good. Like, but it's not one of my favourites ever. I think it's cute. Yeah. And it's a nice, like, real kind of summery song.
As a superstar DJ, will you be working it into your set?
Ah, yeah. Of course you have to, yeah. Like, and I like the Dua Lipa one he did as well. And I like that he kind of reached out to her and kind of like, I think he's a good person to kind of have on side, you know, like, and I think it's good that Madonna and stuff have kind of stepped in, but I'd like to see, she needs to step out now and actually kind of take charge of her own performance and her own like creativity. She really does. She deserves it. She deserves to have that.
Yeah. Oh, what's this?
Oh, sorry. Phone call.
Who was that?
It's okay. Let's keep going. Let's keep rolling.
I know. I don't think we should end this out because now I want everyone to be guessing who got ignored.
If you've been ignored, send it in a PO box 5354.
I'm a little concerned because 3 weeks ago I was moving some costumes and they were on a hanger and there was like 3 or 4 costumes and whatever way I was like moving them. My elbow is fucking killing me for 3 weeks. Now, nothing says you're 29 like a fucking moving your costume on a hanger and your elbow is killing me.
That's osteoporosis. It's early onset brittle bones. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. It probably means you're going to die of brittle bones. Which is sure. Ironic because your bones are huge.
Oh my God. Anyway, what have I missed? What have you been up to?
Well, we're going to Malta Pride, as I said, in 2 weeks' time. So we're rehearsing for that at the moment, trying to wrangle all those bitches together, which is kind of difficult. Let me see what else has been going on. Oh my god, yeah, so we're back in Opium. I was back doing my shows in Opium from August, which was so intense. I did like 5 shows over the weekend, which was,
oh my god,
over just one weekend, which is a lot. Like, actually, yeah, that's it. Just, I think I still think it's Monday. I still, like, I feel like I've lost 2 days, which is mental because you're kind of running from one thing to the next.
Yeah.
And each thing is different. So you have to kind of have switch on a different hat for each different things. So it's kind, yeah, of like, it's a bit intense. So
you must be minted though. Any chance of a 50? Come on.
Yeah, no, like, and that's the thing. It's like, we know these days as well, it's like, you don't even feel any money till, like, you don't get paid for way after anyway. So it's like, you know, like before, back in the days when you'd, like, you know, they'd pay it on the night and you'd get the cash. Now it's not, nothing's like that anymore.
Oh, straight into the bra. Like, yeah, there was nothing like sweaty titty money.
Nothing, you know, like, me? It.
Into the bra, few 50s, off to Rick's Burgers on the way home. You thought your shit didn't stink.
No, nothing like it. So yeah, so that's all I've been really up to, and just kind of, that's really it, to be honest. Like, I'm just kind of trying to keep my head above water with all that stuff. And it's hard because you're constantly, like, trying to just, like, if you're not planning something, you're doing something.
Totally, totally. I am fucking raging. I'm trying to be a cheapskate right now. And you know that app Todaytix? I was trying to get cheap tickets to see Moulin Rouge.
That's really good.
So, yeah, but apparently Moulin Rouge is amazing. I've been on this where I'm trying to get $50 sateen seats, they're called.
Okay.
But I'm going to have to pay full fucking price.
Oh, we're really? All gone.
Some cheap bastards get in there ahead of me.
That's actually a good little tip. If anyone is actually going to London or to New York, Todaytix is a good little app to get if you want to get, like, cheap seats for a musical. And this, yeah, obviously, this is not an ad. It's just actually a great little app to have.
An ad? Chance to be a 5 day.
No, it is. It's a great little app, isn't it? A great handy little app.
Yeah. I mean, for anyone that doesn't know, Lea Michele, who was, I thought, cancelled, is going into Funny Girls. And she's going to be there when me and Davina are on. And I like some of the stories about what she got up to. We're fucking mad. However, I think we need to see her.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, yeah, fully. Let's do it.
Like, I think she's going to slay that role. Anyway, come here, before we move on, today, my Halloween show is announced in Vicar Street.
Oh.
It's Guild of Hell's back. Trinity the Tuck is going to be there. Cornbread's going to be there. Juno Birch is going to be there. Pythia is going to be there. Davina doesn't know half these names. Blue Hydrangea is going to be there. And Jam is going to be there. Tickets are on sale now, and they're on Ticketmaster.
Oh.
I just dropped my AirPod. So come, and more than anything, tell your mates about it so that I don't have to annoy you all through a million Facebook
posts. In fairness, of all the shows, the Heels of Hell is probably the funnest one, isn't it?
It's just fun to have a big stage and loads of queens from all over.
And it's in Vicar Street, is it?
Yeah, back in Vicar Street.
What day is that?
On a Friday the 28th of October. Lovely. And I love when things land on a Friday because you can actually just really let loose.
Absolutely.
Obviously, you start letting loose on a Thursday and you don't stop until a Monday, so it doesn't count for you.
Friday's like my Tuesday.
Okay, for anyone that doesn't know, we have a gorgeous Patreon where some of our lovely listeners support us, and I'm going to do a quick shout out to some new ones that we have. We've got Tony Reedy. I think it's Reedy, or E-I-D-Y. Is that Reedy?
Yes.
Yeah. We've got Kim Hayon. We've got Charmin Electric, the lovely Charmin Electric. We've got Luke Norton, a.k.a. Cleo the Car. And we've got Ronan Judge. So we've a load of lovely things over there. If you want to support us or you just feel like more content, it's patreon.com/paylittlethingspod. And you can get extra juicy episodes every 2 weeks.
Lovely, yes. And we're going to be coming back next with a little red flag segment that we were doing, because we did all our icks last week, which actually we got like a massive response to that. So we're going to do red flags because, let's face it, there is so many. And I'm actually loving some of the red flags that people did send in. But come here, before we go, actually, there was just one thing that I wanted to say, actually, the last time, and we never got to talk about it. We moved on. Did you see that Cheryl Nadine and Nicola did a run for Sarah? Like a charity run.
I did.
I was kind of thinking then afterwards, it was just, it was all over the news, and I was thinking, do you think they'll ever get back together? Girls Aloud. Do you?
100%. Yeah, I think. I mean, I got the impression that it was the three of them. It was Cheryl, Kimberly, and
Nadine.
Nicola. Nicola. They were the best.
Oh, yes.
The three
of
them. And then Nadine and Sarah were just like on the outs, but they were kind of their own entities. I don't even know if they were that, like
close.
Super close.
No, I don't
but
think
then,
so.
Like, they're bonded forever. Do you know what I mean? They had this mad experience. They probably went through loads of things that no one ever knew, like shitty management, being like treated not great at times. Didn't they have to get rid of Louis Walsh and all that?
Yeah.
But that no one else obviously could because they're bonded through that, they'll want to do it again. But also, what else are they doing?
Yeah, but I was thinking, because I watched a few of the performances, came up in like my YouTube suggest, and I was just watching them, and I was like, they were actually a fab girl band. And I was thinking to myself, I think the only way they could do it, I think they'd have to have like a video element of Sarah. I don't think they could do it without, like, I don't think they could do it where, like, you know, in like Victoria Beckham, where they replaced her lines with someone else. I think they'd have to have Sarah there. Wouldn't they?
I think so.
I think, like, yeah. I was thinking, like, you know, like, even Here I Am Walking Primrose, like, who's going to sing that? Do you know what I mean? And Nadine, Sarah's voice was so different to them. So I just feel like they'd have to, and I think people would like that. I think it would be it for the fans, would love to have a video element over there, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. But also, I think if they are doing that, it has to be the bum note version.
Oh, yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
For anyone that doesn't know this, go onto YouTube, type in Girls Aloud, Sarah bum note, and it's fucking funny.
It was like, actually
that version has to be there.
That was my favorite Girls Aloud song as well, the Love and Kind.
Yeah, she's just, but like she starts off strong and then it goes into like, oh,
Cheryl's
like,
face. So Cheryl just turns and looks at her and then just like looks away. She's like, because she's like, what are you singing, bitch?
But also, like, was it GMTV? How? They were probably up from 5 a.m. to sing a bloody pop song.
I know.
Like, 7 a.m. And they're like, ugh, kill me now.
I know. Absolutely. I actually fell down a bit of a rabbit hole of GMTV performances. And I saw, somebody had put up a video of Jerry Halliwell performing Ride It. And it was, like, 7:44 a.m. And it was like, you need this energy of Jerry Halliwell performing her worst single, Ride It. And she was giving it loads at, like, 7:45 in the morning. Like,
I love it. I follow those like Hunsnet pages now, like, and stuff like that, because some of the throwbacks they get do, and they're full on, they're chasing Victoria Beckham. They keep calling her Tory Bex as well. Like,
God, there were so many like amazing GMTV performances. Do you remember as well the Katie Price one, Free to Love Again? That was
I still listen to that song.
Yeah, but the version where the dancers just pick her up like she's a plank at MDF. Literally just like, it's so funny. And she has, do you remember everyone had those hair jackets back in like 2011?
Yes.
The hair shoulders, wigs on the shoulders, do you remember? And they thought it was really avant-garde.
Yes. Cringe. At the time, it probably was kind of cute, but now, I mean, it's like, and at the time, it was probably really expensive. Yeah. Now it's fucking cheap as chips to do that.
And there was always a dandruff in the wigs.
Shut up.
Okay, we'll be back after this short little break with some red flags. So we are back with our red flag section. We had our icks last week, and God, we had lots of icks in. So before we start, I have to ask, what is your red flag?
My red flag would be anyone who, you know, their phone, I mean, we're talking specifically about dating, you know, their phone, like, if it's, like, constantly angled away from you, or, you know, it's, like, it's, like, locked up secrecy, I feel like...
Like Quaylon's, like there? Quaylon's fella.
Yeah, oh my God, I forgot that, yeah. I just think that, like, you know, because the phone is so personal, but if also, if you're getting up to any weird shit, you're trying to hide it, that's a bit of a red flag for me. What about you?
I feel like my red flag is, and it's just from my experience, is anybody who's, like, someone who's never available. Someone who's always like, oh no, well, I have this on, I'm going here. And then you're like, you know, if you're trying to make plans and somebody's like, oh, I have this, but then keep saying, we need to meet up. But then it's like always, when you do try and meet up, there's like, always like, oh, well, I'm actually, you know, say, oh, what are you up to today? Well, I'm actually going here and I'm going there and then I'm going here and then I have to go there, because nobody is that busy.
That's a lot of going here and there, by the way. Yeah. But also, I think you're so right, because I know, like, for instance, if you really like someone, you're going to make fucking time.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Facts.
So it's,
do you know
like,
what I mean?
But then someone that's giving you the runaround, do you know what I mean? And this is now after someone will kind of like kind of reel you in a little bit. And then they'll be like, oh, like, you know, once they kind of see that you're interested, then they start pulling back. Because it's like, it's a game of cat and mouse. So that's a real red flag.
Also, game playing full stop. Yeah. We need to normalize things just being more simple.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be, oh, I don't want to seem, like, too available, because then that's not sexy. No, if you like someone, fucking tell them you like them.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. That's, And you know what else is another red flag as well? That somebody that is, somebody that kind of insults people in your friend circle. Do you know what I mean? So somebody that will, like, someone that kind of thinks they're being funny, but it's, like, it's not funny. That's really a red flag as well. You know, someone who just thinks that they're gas, but it's, like, actually just, that's not funny at all.
Just a rude bitch. Okay. Yeah. Is this a red flag? You're dating someone and they're still friends with all their exes. Like, or just one of their exes and they're really close. Is that a red flag for you?
No, it's not. Because I would take pride in being friends with, like, nearly everyone that I went out with before in the past. Like, of course, not everyone, but do you know what I mean? But, like, and obviously not that I'd be close where I'd be, like, calling them every day, but I think it's healthy to have, you know, a good past relationships. So I don't think, but I know what you're saying, like, is it a red flag that somebody is, like, and I have been in situations before where someone's, like, really close with their ex, to a point where they tell each other everything, you know, the kind of way, and that is, I think it's a bit odd, but I don't think I don't know if it's a red flag. Doesn't make me feel completely okay with it. Do you know that kind of way?
Okay. Because I don't think they listen to this, but a friend of mine is dating someone new at the moment.
Okay.
And the person they're dating lives with their ex. Like, they're in two separate rooms, but they live with their ex. How do you think you'd cope with that? Is that...
I don't think I'd mind that, and purely as well nowadays, because the situation with houses and getting places to live, I think that is actually a big part of it. But I don't think, I don't think that'd bother me.
Now you're turning into the guy. What's the guy who does, like, money advice on TV? Like, it's very expensive these days, so I'm going to stay friends with my ex so that we can live together and share the electricity costs.
Listen, once I'm not fucking turning into Eddie fucking Hobbs, have you seen him lately? Oh my god, Eddie Hobbs is like, Jim, I don't know if you all remember Eddie Hobbs from, like, back in the day. There was actually, he was like a financial kind of advisor, and he'd have this show and he'd tell people about how they would spend their money, how they had no savings. And there was actually an episode of a drag queen from Galway called Twirly Chassie, who actually did an episode with him, and she was spending money like there was fucking nobody's business, and she had, like, dance schools, and she was hiring drivers. It was actually kind of, like, fascinating TV to watch, because she was just so, like, out there, and he was helping her get back on the straight and narrow and all this kind of stuff. But he was always seemed really level-headed and kind of knew his stuff, and now, like, he's you know, one of these, I don't want to say, like, anti-vaxxers, but he's one of these kind of slightly conspiracy theorists where it's all just this madness. But his Twitter is just insane. Like, it's just, like, it's very hard to believe. Do you know the kind of way when I kind of in my head think of him as someone that was quite level-headed? Not anymore. Like, so
yeah
so if you get a chance to, like, have a look, it's a little bit just cuckoo. That's all I'm gonna say.
I'm just opened it here, and honestly, anyone that is called Ask the Real anything, I'm always like, here. Do you know what I mean? You're not J-Lo. Come on, calm down. Real Eddie Hobbs. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is juicy, and I'm only five tweets in. Okay, I'm going to save that for some light reading later. Yeah.
Maybe we should come back and do a conspiracy theorist episode. I think that'd be good, wouldn't it? Let's do that.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Yes, that's what we're going to do. Because that's so fun, because I was only just talking about, like, you know, the Avril Lavigne was replaced thing.
There's so many.
Herself wears a wig. So many. That's a great fucking
episode. There's so many. Okay, so we'll come back to that. But right now, we're going to do red flags. And we did ask you, we did a shout out, and we asked you guys to send us in what your dating red flags would be. And we got, I got fucking loads in. What about you?
Yeah, I like tons of people. I mean, it's not easy to date, so let's just acknowledge that. And some people have been really through it. Some people have terrible luck.
Some people are actually nuts as well, aren't they? Like, actually, like, I think, and I don't know, I've had experience in the past where you'd find it, like, if you would start, you'd meet somebody and you'd be like, oh my god, they seem really nice. Within about, like, 2 days, you're like, this person is nuts. You're like, what happens in that very short time? It's like the mask just completely falls off and you're like, this person is crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, also, we have to acknowledge that sometimes the really, really sexy ones are a bit nuts. Do you know what I mean?
Like, that is true.
That's why we're a bit nuts, because we're the really, really sexy ones.
Okay, go on, give me some red flags.
Okay. Katie O'Brien said, anyone that calls their ex a psycho or a crazy bitch, red flag straight away.
That is actually a bit of a... I think that is a red flag. Anyone that kind of like... Unless they tell you a story that actually is out there where you're like, oh God, that is actually crazy. Because people have got crazy exes that do crazy things. So unless you kind of validate, but if every ex is a crazy ex, that's a red flag.
Yeah. Yeah, and it just sounds like they're bitter Betty about fucking everything.
Yeah. Oh my God. So Spilly Malloy sent in one and said, immediately starts rejecting condoms.
Ooh.
That is kind of, I think that's a bit weird as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, especially because everyone has their own, like, preference, but, like, ooh, I don't know how I feel
like immediately, that. Straight away, it's like, that just makes, it just makes me think, what would I say, makes me just think that they're just gamey, you know, the kind of way? It's a certain, certain kind, you know, so I'm just like, just, that's all, it would make me uncomfortable.
Okay.
You should be protecting yourself against all sorts, you know. Like that should be a priority, especially with someone that you don't really know. And I don't. And also, I don't think you ever really know anyone, to be honest. So,
ooh,
no glove, no love.
Also, you just have to be like mindful of other people's preferences.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think it's a very definite line of inquiry when there's like, no, Johnny, sorry.
Yeah, and like, you don't want to get pregnant either. You
I definitely don't want to get pregnant. That'd be a fate worse than death.
Okay, I am OWK said, when they don't drink, red flag.
Oh, like...
I don't know if I...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot... We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Good day, then, as someone who didn't have a little tipple. They don't have to go wild, but like, oh.
It's hard, isn't it? And I always think as well with drag queens, when a drag queen doesn't drink, I think it's a bit of a red flag as well.
Yeah.
I always say, I'm like, never trust a sober drag queen. I just think, now with this, I'm not talking about a drag queen who's become sober because of the drinking. I'm talking about a drag queen that doesn't drink full stop. A drag queen maybe that gets a bus to the gig, does the gig, sits in silence, gets the bus home. I'm like, weirdo.
I don't trust a drag queen who doesn't say one negative thing in a room all night. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. If they don't say one little bitchy thing, like I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Too pure. Like, she's the killer. Too pure to be pink. Too pure to be pink. Let me see. Kieran says, dirty runners is a red flag. I actually kind of think this to a degree. Like, if there's a pair of runners that is actually, like, really... Like, do you notice some of the hipsters would have really dirty runners? Have you noticed that?
Yeah. It's like they wear them. Kind of a trend at the moment, I've noticed. I was literally on the subway yesterday and the man sitting across from me was wearing the same runners as me. Mine had been baby wiped before going out.
Yeah.
And his were filthy. I was like, but I think he liked it.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a look. By the way, guys, just a little quick pro cleaning tip. If anyone wants to clean up a pair of runners, a pair, like, you know, get them nice and pearly white, use a little bit of nail varnish remover.
Shut up, is that
good? Nail varnish on leathers, like, and like and like PU leather. So like, that's probably your thing.
Davina, how do you like your runners?
Tight. and once they fit. Yeah, no, I don't particularly like a dirty runner. If it's a white runner and it's filthy dirty, I'm not into that. And you know when you can see all the bend marks and all? I don't like that. Okay, let me see. Maura Dara sent one in saying, doesn't obsess over any female pop star or any female, really.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like that's just, that's a case of, like, I don't know, have you ever dated someone who's, like, very hetty, do you know what I mean?
What
but
mean?
Also gay.
What do you mean,
like, hetty as in, like, they still, like, they don't really, like, have any gay friends or
oh, I think
not really
that's
interested
big,
in, like...
That's a big red flag. Someone that does, yeah. gay that doesn't have a gay friends that has a lot of girlfriends. That's yeah. a real red flag to me because that says that does not play well with others. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean by that? It's
yeah,
like, it just makes
yeah.
me think that they're not, like... And that maybe they've slept with all their friends or they've caused issues with their friends or they like a bit of drama and the girls are like a comfort blanket and a kind of like a safety net for them because
yeah.
your gals will never let you down. Whereas the gays will just be like, no, you're a wrong one. You're out.
True. Or like anyone that like says the gay scene's not for them.
Oh, that's yeah. I hate the gay scene. Okay, yeah. well, we all know that like the gay scene can be a little bit toxic, but there's like... There's so much good on the gay scene, on the LGBT scene, should I say? Like,
yeah.
there's so much good. So that's a cop out. That's a cop out. That means you've got issues, I think.
Mm-hmm, completely. Okay. Next one. This is from Erica. Erica said, "When they only text at specific times."
That is yeah. That's true. Erica, and if and hours in between messages and stuff like that. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
Cleo Knight said, when he's rude to his mom, that is actually one, isn't it? When someone is rude to their mother.
I mean, mums are my absolute go-to. So, you like, yeah. That's
true.
I couldn't sit there. Unless their mom is, like, absolutely horrid. But even then, I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's not cool because it's still on you. I think or anyone that's kind of rude to their family. It's like
uh-huh.
just, like, unless, again, if their family's pigs, their family's pigs. But if there's someone, if they're just rude, like, that is not cool. Give me another one.
Yeah. Killy McRae said, people that vape.
Oh, serial vapists.
Yes.
Serial vapists, yeah. Like, well, you know what? I was actually having a conversation the other day with somebody that, like, that vapes but doesn't smoke. I don't understand why you would vape if you're not a smoker. I don't understand if you're trying to get off the ciggies. But, like,
yes.
why are you vaping if you don't smoke? I don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
I don't get that either.
Surely you could
like,
suck on
I mean...
something else.
have you any suggestions?
Yes, a lollipop.
Go on, next one.
Let me see. Joey said socks and sandals. That is a red flag for me. I have to say, I actually do hate that. I remember I went home with this fellow once we were in the George. And it was only when we got outside, I looked down and he was wearing socks and sandals. And my stomach flipped. I actually thought I was going to vomit. Like, I actually was like, what am I going to do? But I was like, and I couldn't talk all the way home. I was like, I couldn't talk because I was so, like, just, I kept thinking about the socks and sandals. And
yeah.
he now is actually a politician.
Name them.
No, I won't name it, Shane. But he's now, he is currently in office, like.
Okay.
So yeah.
Well, was he rumored to be on a beach in such as?
No, he was
assuming the position.
No, he wasn't. Thank God. But I'd say he probably if he was going to be have his sandals and socks on. I'm sure if he was.
Oh my God. Okay. Joe O'Rourke said carrying a work phone out on a Saturday night. When you ask why, they say no reason. Like that is weird. Like you were on the night off. What? Why do you need two phones?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Let me see. Bella sent this in when he follows all the other trans girls in Dublin.
Ooh.
That's a good one. That is
yeah,
a good one.
That's really good. I mean, I does that mean, is Bella saying that they've been with all of those people before?
Or I'd say sliding into the DMs.
Mm-hmm.
Or trying to slide into DMs or trying to, like, you know, because, you know, some people will be sending out messages and they'd be kind of like trying to like flirt with you or make something and then you know that they're saying the same stuff to everyone else.
Yeah.
But in a small pool, in a small pool of people, it's not cool. So I'm down with you.
No. Yeah, absolutely.
Well done, Bella.
Okay. Angelus 2040 said, 40. I'm still living with mummy.
14. Well, yeah, like, it depends. But nowadays, geez, like, people are lucky to be living with their mother, I tell you. Like,
oh, my God.
Come here, did you see that apartment that was going for rent that was, like, only available from, like, Monday to Friday? And you had to get out at the weekends because the guy wanted to Airbnb be for the weekend.
Shut up.
Yeah. Like, actually nuts. It's, like, not available from, like, Friday 5 p.m. till Sunday 2 p.m. or something, because he's going to Airbnb it out. And it was 4,500 for the week. Yeah.
Shut up.
Insane. Insane. Like, it's just... It's crazy. But, yeah.
Okay, well, maybe we all need to move back in with Mummy if it's going that way. Fucking hell.
Someone who doesn't want to be named said over-familiarity. Now, I don't know why I would want to be named with that, because it's not really that. It's very vague. But yeah, over-familiarity. But please, Davina, don't read out my name. I wouldn't be able. Okay, well, I'm not going to read out your name. We're like, no, I won't. Over-familiarity is a bit of a red flag. I hate that as well. I'm not a fan, I have to say.
Yeah.
This is a good one as well.
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Stevie Teague said, people who are rude to hospitality staff.
I have that a few times as well.
Yeah. Like... And he has said the same one, because he likes to get two become one. Long fingernails.
Yes. I'm with you on that too. They make my stomach churn. Like, churn. What? I don't know what it is.
What if they play the guitar?
No, I don't. Quit the guitar. Put the guitar down, burn it, and clip your fingernails.
Okay, give me another one.
I'm not into it. Okay, it's B-Bitch said, when they claim not to use social media at all, .. Like, girl, really? Come on.
I think that is a red flag as well. It's like, it makes me think that somebody is hiding something. Let me see. Finn Evans said, have a serious lack of any long-term friendships or relationships. That's true, isn't it?
Can't maintain that, like, how are you going to maintain this? Do you know what I mean? No. Miss Davis Park said, lesbians in general always stay friends with their exes. I mean, that feeds into what we said already.
Well, let's be real, okay? I'm going to give you, like, a little education moment. Now, lesbians are very similar to swans. And they mate for life. And unless the swan is hit by a car or, you know, just passes away of its own, you know, natural life, they will, of course, will be linked together. They're a bit like lobsters and swans and things like that. So that's an educational moment that we're having here today. David sent one in and said, people who thinks everyone is mad after them.
Ooh, we know several of those.
People who thinks everyone is mad after them. That's kind of draining as well.
It is. Okay, let me see. Simon Rides at Midnight said, the only TV they watch is Drag Race with all the spin-offs. That's so funny.
Do you know what? That is a real red flag to me if it's someone who doesn't even really do drag or is not a big Camp Mary. I feel like that's something that, like, somebody has really repressed, like, homosexual urges. I'm like, there's something fucking weird there, because it's like the inner gay child is like, I bet you they cry at the final and stuff like that. You know, like, things. I bet you they're those kind of people. Katie Messi sent one in saying, if they don't like dogs, that is definitely a red flag. And I agree. I have to say, anyone that doesn't like animals or, like, even cats or dogs, I just think that's really weird. Like, how can
I got a lot of those.
Yeah, I think that's odd, though, because it shows about, like, your caring and your kind of, like, you know, your ability to care.
I also got being mean to plants. And, like, gays are turning into plant daddies, I've noticed, so...
Well, not me, bitch, because I tell you now, I was straight to the, where's the fake plants in IKEA section? I hate real plants. I actually just hate them. I'm like, because they just, like, I cannot keep one alive, like, no matter what, they just will always die. Irla sent one in saying, when they order tap water instead of bottled, cheap.
No, I'm okay with tap water.
I'm okay with that as well. I was like, Irla, that's you just having notions. I was like... I
mean, we live in a city that, like, the tap water is pretty delicious, to be honest. Mine's nice.
And I have to say, if you're going to be ordering fucking cocktails and bottles of wine and whatever at dinner, the last thing you want is a €5 bottle of water lashed on your table. Do you know what I mean?
Like, fully. I mean, there's cities where you're like, ooh, don't drink that, you're going to piss the bed later. But Dublin is fine, except our friend Dave Delahunty used to live out in Blackrock, and he didn't tell me when I was in his mum's house that the tap water was nasty. I don't know what was wrong with the tap water. And I was dying hungover, ran into his kitchen, poured a pint of it, glugged it, vomited everywhere. It was disgusting.
I hate that. Like, now that is fair enough. My good friend Eni B sent one in saying, sorry, but I'm a hugger. Fuck off. I don't know you. That is good, isn't it? I hate people who say that. Sorry, I'm a hugger. God. It's so creepy.
Do you like hugs?
I don't mind hugs on my terms. And, yeah. To be honest, it's like, if I see someone I haven't seen in a while, I'm not a definite hugger, but I don't mind a hug.
Yeah, okay, fair. Speaking of Dave Delahunty, he said, anyone who leaves you more than a day without contact, like, what the fuck? Are you into this or not?
I think, I don't mind if that's the relationship you have, but if it's someone that just, if doesn't make the effort with you back, you can kind of get into a rhythm with people, I think. And if that's not the rhythm, if it's always you chasing someone, if you're constantly the one to make first contact, I think the proof's in the pudding. I just don't think the person is bothered.
Fully, okay. Former fat guy said, last minute cancellations early on, like, once is okay, twice maybe, three times, you're just not a priority.
I agree. That's kind of similar to what I said earlier on. I do totally agree. Bloke with a beard said, when they smell like jupe.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
There's a whole category of fragrances that you'd be like, no. Yeah,
or Jean Paul Gaultier, you know, the sailor one. I hate that one as well. Oh my god, Jack Paddy said, has a white fridge. Like Kenya Moore in Atlanta.
Oh my god, has a that's white really fridge. Funny.
Oh my god, this is... Oh, Connor Burke has sent me quite a few. Okay, right, so I'm going to go into this one. Right? Connor Burke said, oh my god, Davina. Recently matched with this guy on Tinder, chatting every day, all going great. He asked me for my Insta. He added me to his close friends. Anyway, he's one of these lads that has like 1,300 Insta followers and is following 1,900. Okay. Ooh. Then I go through and it's basically every gay lad in the country. Do you know what I mean? So yes. It's like, as they say in The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Cherie is the bone collector. That's the gay collector. Yeah. He's like basically collecting gays. And I'd say as well, just chatting with everyone, you know, just like serial chatter.
Uh-huh. Okay, fair. No, I have to say, these are so fascinating, but also it just makes you realize like how fucking nuts some people are when you're dating them. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think a lot of the time as well, people aren't actually being their real selves. I find that as well. It's like actually people have such a wall up, and it's such a kind of like, it's like just not real. But that's very fucking draining.
Thank God you have your Whitney.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Oh my God, okay. This is a big one for me. Eddie Fitz said, people with skinny legs. I hate skinny legs. I hate skinny legs. Skinny, scrawny, pepperami, twig legs, pipe cleaner legs, two banana feet. No, thank you. Like, actually, that is like, no. If you see, especially, and they always wear skinny fucking jeans. It's like, what are you in, like, Robin Hood and the Band of Merry Men? Like, what are you wearing? Like, these twiglets, like, no. Go and, like, lift some weights, do some squats. Like, it's unacceptable in this day and age.
Okay, Maura Dara said, wearing your lanyard outside of work. Get that noose off my neck, please, straight away.
That's true. That's true. Let me see. Who else? Oh, Jessica said, being English. Red flag. Okay, Jessica. Jessica is in the IRA. joke. let me see. Oh yes. Oh my god, no. This is very controversial. I'm gonna say Mick said this. Eat chicken wings with their hands, fork and knife always.
No.
Who eats? If you're eating chicken wing with a knife and fork, I'd be like, sorry. That's why they give you fucking wipes, to wipe your fingers. To wipe your... Like, what are you doing? You're a weirdo.
Yeah. You have to get stuck in. You have to get stuck in. However, I am going to say that if I was on a date with someone and they ate the chicken wing, you know, I don't know how to describe it.
Suck the bone.
Yeah. That turns my stomach.
That's not the bone you want sucked on a date, isn't it? Let me see. Okay, Happy Guy Dublin said, not a prude... let me see, not a prude, but G or T are a Formula One red flag. G or T? Oh yeah, okay, so people who do G or Tina, that is.
Oh, okay.
Not a prude. Yeah. I think, well, like, listen, no judgment, whatever, do what you want, but it's not, you're not going to be having a long and happy relationship, I don't think, in that situation, that's all.
No, and also you're not going to want to be in those situations, if you're either into that or you're not, so I'd be gone as well.
I also thought, I also thought he said Formula One was a red flag. which he didn't. Okay, right, let's just do one more.
Okay, I have my juicy one from a queen in Manchester. Will
okay, yeah, please.
Okay. Okay, D has said, so when I was with my ex, he was at uni and I was working. I'd want to see him all the time, and she's done a red flag for all the little red flags.
Okay.
She's got red flag one, but he only ever let me go to his on Thursday and Sunday. Next red flag, whenever I would go around, we'd have dinner either if I cook or get a takeaway. He'd have a full freezer or fridge, but always make me buy the food or takeaway, knowing I was getting paid very little from work and he had at least $5,000 saved in the bank. Next red flag, whenever it would come time for us to eat a meal, I'd cook, I'd get halfway through the meal, and he'd bring up diets and exercise as if it was a hint for me to stop eating. He'd also make us watch programs about fat people and always say how he'd never be with someone that big, and if I got bigger, he'd leave me.
Wow.
This is, like, hard.
I would have been out the door. I'm like, he sounds like a dickhead.
A dickhead. Okay, next red flag. During our whole relationship, we were open on a number of occasions, and I'd asked to close the relationship, and he said no. I asked him a few times if he was sleeping with lots of people. Okay, next page. He said no, but then I would get messages from guys talking about shagging him. Okay, had sex 3 times in the 2 years we were together.
What?
That's the next red flag. I know, this sounds like,
why would you
like
waste your time?
I don't know. Next red flag. He used to say if I wanted to spend more time with him, I'd have to do things he liked doing, and used to put emphasis on me going back to uni to be at uni with him. I did, and I completely failed at it because I didn't want to do uni. I just wanted to be with the guy I loved. Next, he was rude to service staff all the time. All in all, he was a horrid fucking person, and only seen the red flags afterwards. I kind of get that you can be in something and not see these things because you're just like so in it at the time.
Of course.
But the fact I was so in love with him, I couldn't see it. Oh, and our plan was when we finished uni, we were going to move to Middlesbrough, where he was from. I was going to work for his mum, and he was going to get a job teaching. But a month before we were supposed to move, he ended our relationship. And he said, the parting shot was, I was never going to let you come anyway. What a horrid fucking person.
Can I be controversial there? I think the red flag is that other person actually putting up with all that stuff. Like, that to me is a red flag. I'm like, putting up with all that stuff. Like, 1, 2, 3, and then just keeps going on. I'm like, oh, here. Like, I'm going to leave you with this one. Okay, like, this is kind of funny.
Go first.
Caramel says, when fucking this guy for the first time, he lost and asked me to use a condom. So she was fucking this guy, and she asked him to use a condom, and he said,
okay,
I'm not a teenager anymore. Don't worry, my cum is only for my wife. I won't come in you.
So, that's hilarious.
Yeah, so I think that's a nice way to just wrap it up, literally.
Oh my god. Okay, thank you for your red flags anyway.
Yes. We'll be back with our Rotter of the Week.
Rotter of the Week on Petty Little Things.
Okay, well, I really enjoyed those red flags, I gotta say. They're quite fun. There was a lot of the similar kind of ones. I think the most important ones that popped out were people are rude to hospitality staff and people that don't have gay friends. I think that seems to pop out a lot more. And also, there was a lot of people that didn't like to use condoms, just to say as well. A lot of that. I was like, seriously? But whatever. Literally, we are going to do Rotters of the Week. What has been rotting you, my darling, my sweet princess angel girl?
Okay, so this first one is when people put up a before and an after, but for some reason they put the after on the left-hand side and the before on the right-hand side. Like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You put the before first and you put the after, like, second. And I've seen so many of them in the last 2 weeks. And I'm like, this is so dumb, because I'm actually also, the real problem is, I'm looking at both thinking, they look kind of the same.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
That is so true. And it's very, very annoying. That's what happened a lot lately. And I'm like, which is the before? And it kind of confuses you.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But then I love zooming in and being like, right, okay, I think it's this one. Mm. But that, I don't get that. It put it in chronological order. Done.
Yeah.
So please stop doing that. That's my first rudder. Go for it. What's yours?
My first one is that I've noticed lately I've been walking down the street, whatever, and it's just always, this happened to me a few times this week, is literally people like having a good puff of a ciggy, really enjoying that ciggy. Like, right, really living for their best ciggy, but I don't want to fucking live that ciggy with them as well. Literally, like, they're a Puff the Magic fucking Dragon walking down the street, like, puffing out more than something from the Railway Children. Like, the steam engine, like, gives out less fucking smoke, and I'm there, like, getting a big mouthful of, like, Benson Hedges. I don't even smoke. I'm like, it's rotten, and it just, like, it's happened to me, like, twice, and it's always, like, not generalizing, but with some woman who's obviously, like, she's run out of a building, so she's obviously gasping for a smoke. She's like,
yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, fucking hell. And whatever way the wind's blowing, it just blows right up like your nose and your mouth. Just rotten. It's just like unacceptable.
Yeah. There is certain people that look like they're eating the cigarettes and you're like,
yeah. Ugh. And you see, I have to say, I don't actually mind smokers. Like, I grew up in a home of smokers or whatever, and I don't mind people that smoke. I actually quite enjoy going for a smoke. I'm like, well, we go for a smoke? I don't even smoke, because I like the social aspect of a cigarette, but I don't want to fucking eat the cigarette as well. Do you know what I mean? I hate when someone's standing there with a cigarette talking to you, and the smoke's just going into your face. I'm just like, move your fucking cigarette. I'm going to put it out in your eyeball, basically. Yeah.
I don't want to smell like an ashtray. Like, these clothes will actually reek.
It did remind me of the time, though. Do you remember when I lived in these apartments very close to where I live now, actually, and there was a neighbour who kept smoking out his window, and we were both on, like, the first floor, and he kept throwing his cigarette butts out the window, and they were all landing right outside the front door of the apartments. And one day I was talking to you on the phone, and I said, oh my God, this fucker right next door keeps fucking cigarette butts. Like, I swear to God, no word of a lie, there must have been about 200 cigarette butts on the steps right outside, and it was like the main entrance, so like everyone had to walk past these, and it's just like there was so many, it wasn't like one or two, there was one or 200. And I said, I was bitching to you on the phone, I was like, fucking hell, it was so gross. Cut to the next morning, I wake up from, like, I wake up and I'm going to work or whatever, and I open my door and there was 200 cigarette butts outside my fucking door of my apartment in the building, right, just 200 butts on outside my apartment door. So he obviously had heard me bitching to you on the phone about it. Do you remember this?
No.
Okay, so I was like fucking seething with rage. I was so annoyed. I was like, oh, because no one's gonna get better than me. It's like,
yeah.
So what did I do? I got a dustpan and brush, I swept up all the cigarette butts, I said, okay, put them all up together, and I waited till about maybe 1-2 o'clock in the morning, and I knew he would always come and go. He's like a night worker, and I heard him come in, and I was getting up going to work the next day. And this is when I worked in Mac in Brown Thomas, and I got up early and I got all the cigarette butts, and I went out to his door and I flicked each one under his fucking door, literally one into his fucking house, okay, and. Uh-huh. Like, I was chuckling to myself because it was, like, so many. And I wore, like, a rubber latex glove for doing my tan. And I put each one under his fucking door. So they would have been inside his house. Inside his house. So I was, like, return to sender. And the next day, then, there was a sign on his door saying, they are not my cigarette butts. Please stop sending cigarette butts or something, like, basically go, like, leave me alone.
Oh my God.
But I, like, don't start something you can't finish, because it was clearly him. He's the only person that could have heard me saying that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that it always reminds me of that. So don't fuck with me when it comes to a cigarette or a cigarette butt.
I think that has to be the petty of the year. Like,
it's quite petty, isn't it?
I thought I was extra, because, like, 2 weeks ago I came in and people had been, like, obviously emptied their letterboxes, and all the junk mail they didn't want, they left on the shelf that's outside my apartment door. Yeah. Now, when I moved in, they used to do it all the time. So I went to IKEA and bought loads of plants and filled the whole shelf.
Oh,
so
very good.
Like, leave anything there.
Yeah.
But then they started fucking doing it. Yeah. So I picked up everyone's mail and I threw it into the hallway.
Yeah.
Like, so it was, like, all over the place, just so the whole building could see.
Yeah.
Don't fucking leave it there. It's everywhere. But I was kind of drunk when I did it. So the next morning when I woke up, I actually went around the hallway and I picked it all back. I was like, oh God.
You had petty regrets.
I had petty regrets.
Do you know, see, what I would have done in that situation was, I would have literally, this is what how I would have went, I would have went and I looked at each thing and I would have said whatever number was on each apartment, I would have gone to their door and put it under their door. So it was like return to sender is the most ultimate. Because if somebody just tries to pass it off and you can hone it back to them, get them. Get them, Jade. That. Get them.
I fucking love that. Okay, right. Come here. Next one for me. It's a short, it's a simple one. Empty hand sanitizers.
Yes. Like,
why are they all empty at the moment? Like, COVID is not gone. Like, fucking monkeypox is rampant. And I'm sure there's something else around the corner. Like, I want to keep my hands clean. It's
I know, and do you know what the worst thing is when you go to, especially, you know, if it's like one like that's wall mounted and you're going mm-hmm. doo-doo, and there's people around and you're like, there's no hand sanitizer. I've a couple of times pretended there was.
Why? Because you're embarrassed.
Yeah, because there's nothing there and you're like, oh shit. So you're like, there's just rubbing your hands, just like,
you're a fucking idiot. You're an idiot. Just... I mean, like, this is a habit that we need to keep. We all need to wash our hands more. Like, that's a fact.
Yeah, but I quite enjoy... I enjoy hand sanitizer. Like, actually, I do quite enjoy it. Like, and it's like... It's nice to say, like, Penny's had the worst hand sanitizers, like, for all, like, the lockdown. It just... It smelled like tequila. I think it might have been tequila, to be honest. That was
I know rotten. That one. I know that exact one. And it really... It takes a while to dry as well.
And then do you know what as well? It's happened actually. It's happened to me in the George and in Opium. It's like, oh, hand sanitizer. I'm like, doo. No, it's hand soap. So I'm like, I'm like stuck with like loads, and I keep rubbing my hands, and it keeps getting sootier. But you'd be like talking to someone, and you're like, oh shit. You're like, excuse me for a moment. You're like.
I love it. Anyway, can we all fill up our bloody hand sanitizers?
Yes. Again? And the last thing that's just driving me mad lately is really just an ongoing one that will probably be rot me till the day I die, is cookies on websites. It just is driving me nuts to the point of like, it's actually just stopping me from actually wanting to go onto the websites. It's on everything. And it's like, takes up half the screen, blocks your vision. Just like, I've had it.
I get that. No, like... Every single website, like the ones you go to every single day, are still coming up with fucking cookies.
And like, how many times you have to click okay, I accept, like on the same website that you visit like every fucking day.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Yeah, fair.
But yeah, well, that's all that's rotten me this week.
The week. And thank you for joining us yet again for another little petty little things. Reminder, we'll be over on our Patreon with an episode of Extra Little Things if you need an extra dish. But until next time. Mm-hmm. Stay petty.
Stay petty.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.